This afternoon, as we are still in the Chinese New Year festive mode,
今天呢，还是在中国新年当中，初四。
So I want to talk to you about something that relates to Chinese New Year.
所以今天要谈一些有关于跟中国新年有关的事。
And also it relates to what I've been sharing with you for the past three sessions.
也跟过去三堂课我们分享的内容有关。
Hallelujah.If I were to ask you a question now,
假如现在问你个问题，
Are you very blessed?
你是不是非常受祝福呢？
If it is on a scale of 1 to 10, how blessed is your life?
假如把你的这个祝福的程度放在1到10的刻度当中，你有多受祝福啊？
Is it on a scale of 5, on a scale of 7, on a scale of 9, or on a scale of 10?
你是得五分、七分、九分还是十分呢？
For those who say you are top ten,
对那些人说他们已经祝福满满了，十分了。
May I ask you why and how come you say yourself you are completely blessed?
我就想要问你，你为什么觉得你自己完全受祝福了？
What is the reason behind what you say?
为什么这样说呢？
Why are you top ten?
为什么这么受祝福？
But I will give you a scriptural reason why you are very blessed.
可是现在呢，要从经文里让大家看到为什么我们这么受祝福。
We should be confessing that as a Christian, we are very, very blessed.
作为一个基督徒，我们应该承认我们是非常非常受祝福的。
And on Chinese New Year, what do you greet each other? You greet each other blessings.
在中国新年的时候，我们大家彼此见面的时候是说什么呢？彼此恭喜祝福。
I believe you greet your own father and your own mother, the blessings of longevity and good health.
相信在中国新年里，看到我们的父母都祝我们的父母是长命百岁的。
That's why this afternoon I want to talk to you about blessings.
所以今天下午呢，要讲到祝福了。
I will entitle my message from blessings unto blessings.
所以今天下午课程的内容就要从祝福再进入祝福。
To be even more clear, I want to talk to you about the 10 levels of the blessings of God.
更仔细的说，就是神有十阶层的祝福。
In my walk with the Lord, there are many people who ask me for prayer.
在我与神同行的路程当中，有很多人来找我祷告。
Many people ask me for prayer. They ask me concerning the financial problem.
很多时候，人都是因为他们的财务上有问题，要求我来祷告。
Difficulties in their marriage life.
或者是婚姻上有困难。
Having problematic children.
或是他们的孩子有问题了。
Seeking for a good career.
或是在寻找好的事业方向。
Hoping to have good health for healing.
或者是说他们身上有病，希望得到医治。
They came looking for a help from the Lord that will release the blessing.
他们来寻求主，就是希望主更多祝福他们。
But it's a very strange thing that in the Bible that Apostle Paul wrote two parts of the New Testament.
非常奇特的是，在圣经的里面提到呢，就是保罗他写了大概三分之二的新约。
The kind of blessings that Apostle Paul impart to the churches are different from what we are seeking among the modern disciples of God.
那么这个保罗呢，他传递给教会的祝福，跟我们今天常常来寻求主要找的祝福是不一样的。
Many of today's Christians are looking for physical blessings.
今天很多的基督徒都在找那个身体上的祝福，或者物质上的。
But when you read the New Testament, Paul beseech us to look for spiritual blessings.
可是你读新约的时候，就发现保罗一再鼓励我们要找属灵上的祝福。
I would urge you to read throughout all the epistles of Paul, you will find that he always almost 100% that he asks believers to seek for spiritual blessings.
所以我鼓励大家把新约的保罗书信好好读一遍，你就会发现保罗100%都在鼓励我们追求属灵的祝福。
Now we just asked just now how blessed are you?
我们刚刚就问大家，你有多少祝福啊？
Well, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3 that God has blessed you with every spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
在腓立比书第三章就提到了，我们在耶稣基督里面已经将所有属灵的祝福都赐给我们了。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3.
哦，对不起，腓立比书。
Why are you lacking in the blessings of God?
为什么你觉得你缺乏神的祝福呢？
It is because we are not truly in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
这就是因为我们没有真正在这个经文里讲到说在基督耶稣的里面。
God's will for our life is to be very blessed, to be bestowed with every spiritual blessing.
神对我们生命的旨意就是让我们完全的受祝福，有各样天上地下属灵的福气。
If you stand on the word of Ephesians 1:3, you should declare today, I am very, very blessed.
假如你的地位是站在以弗所书一章三节所讲的这个地位，你就能够宣告说你是非常受祝福的了。
My beloved friends, you are blessed already.
所以我亲爱的朋友们，我要告诉你们，你们已经非常受祝福了。
Amen. The devil envy your position.
那么这个魔鬼呢，非常羡慕你的这个。
Because you are so blessed in Christ Jesus.
因为你在耶稣基督里面是如此的受祝福。
And he is so damned in his position.
那么魔鬼在他的地位上呢，是如此的受咒诅。
You remember the scripture in Romans chapter 8 verse 32?
记得罗马书八章三十二节这样说。
He said that he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
罗马书八章三十二节，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Look at the heart of God, your Father, this afternoon.
今天下午你看看天父的心。
God said, I want to freely give you all things.
天父说啊，我要把白白的把一切的东西都给你。
God says from heaven, he wants to pour down his free blessing on everyone who is in Christ Jesus.
这个天父说，他要从天上倾倒下来，所有的恩赐，所有的祝福，给所有给基督耶稣的孩子们。
But in reality, we are still lacking in many of the blessings of God.
可是在实际上呢，我们还是缺乏神很多的祝福。
What is the thing that is blocking us from receiving the fullness of God's blessings?
那阻挡我们接受这些祝福的东西是什么？
So this is why we are going to discover about the 10 levels of the blessings of God.
所以我们在这里要来看一下什么是神十阶层的祝福。
When God gives us the revelation of His covenant name,
当神把他这个跟我们立约的名字启示给我们。
Do you know that in each of His unique name, there is a special blessing imparted to His children?
在他每一个名字里面都有一个祝福来传递给他的孩子们。
His name Jehovah Rapha imparted a healing blessing.
耶和华拉法就传递了他的医治。
Do you know that the word Jehovah Shalom impart the blessings of peace?
耶和华沙龙就传递了这个平安的祝福。
Every covenant name of God impart a unique, special blessings from heaven.
每一个神与你立约的名字都传递了一个他在天上赐给你的祝福。
Therefore, the more you know His name.
所以呢，你越多认识他的名
，The more you know about God Himself，
你越多认识神自己
，So you should be walking and appropriating the unique blessings from Himself。
你就应该是走在他给你的祝福，并且应用他给你的祝福里面。
This word blessings occur 476 times in the entire Bible.
祝福这个字呢, 在全本圣经, 一共出现了476次。
In the Old Testament, it occurred 359 times.
在旧约出现了359次。
In the New Testament, it occurred 101 times.
在新约里面出现101次。
The Hebrew word for the word blessing is the word barak.
希伯来文这个祝福就是 barak.
The Greek word for blessing is the word makarios.
Makarios 就是希腊文这个祝福这个字。
So what really is the blessings?
所以这个祝福到底是什么意思啊?
Because if we know the blessings, we know what we are looking for this afternoon.
假如你真正知道祝福是什么意思, 你就知道你在找什么了。
Are you happy?
你快乐吗?
Are you really happy?
真的很快乐吗?
If you are really happy,
假如你真的很快乐,
you should have a smiling face.
你的脸上应该常带着微笑。
A happy face, a happy smile, and a happy laughter.
有一个快乐的脸庞, 有一个快乐的微笑。
Because blessing, one of the meaning of blessing is to be happy.
因为祝福的意思其中之一就是快乐。
Are you happy?
你快乐吗?
How happy are you?
你要多快乐呢?
The one that said top 10, you should be smiling from side to side.
刚刚那个说有祝福满满的人, 你这个嘴巴应该从这一边笑到那一边去了。
Oh, you're smiling from morning to evening.
从早笑到晚啊。
And you smile in your dream.
在梦里都笑醒了。
Because you are happy.
因为快乐嘛。
Happiness is an expression and a reflection of the blessings of God in your life.
快乐就是在你生命当中神给你祝福的一种反应跟表现。
How many of you during this New Year, during the New Year's Eve, your boss has given you an extra bonus of your salary?
有没有人在我们的当中中国新年有拿红利的?
Yes?
多领奖金。
Ah, you have received? You have received extra, maybe half a month or 1 month's salary?
有没有多领一个月、半个月的薪水啊?
You have, hallelujah. How many of you have received many angpao from your own parents?
有没有拿红包?
You have? Or some of you maybe have found a new job?
也许有的人找了新的工作啊。
Or some of you have a new baby born into your marriage family?
或者是有新生儿在你们的家庭出生。
Or you have a new sofa set at home?
或者买了新家具了。
A new television?
新的电视。
Or you bought a new house?
或者买新房子了。
Or even a new car?
或是新车子。
You say, what pastor are you talking about?
说牧师啊,在讲什么呢?
That is the second definition of blessing.
这就是祝福的第二个定义。
Because the word blessing means benefits.
因为祝福这个字也是代表就是利益的意思。
Psalms 103. Verse 3 to 5 talks about the six different kinds of benefits that David said we should not forget.
诗篇103篇3到5节又讲到了我们几样的祝福我们不应该忘记的。
He said we must remember the benefits of his forgiveness of sin.
第一个我们要记得他赦免我们一切的罪孽。
Who healed us of all our diseases.
又医治了我们一切的疾病。
Who redeemed our life from destruction.
救赎我们的命脱离死亡。
Who crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercy.
并以仁爱和慈悲为我们的冠冕。
Who filled our mouth with good things.
他用美物使我们得以知足。
That our youth are renewed like an eagle.
以致我们能如鹰返老还童。
These are the blessings of God.
这些都是神的祝福。
How many of you have eaten good meal during the Chinese New Year, especially your reunion dinner?
有没有人在这个中国新年吃一个很好的大餐, 特别是除夕夜的晚上啊?
Well, if you have, that is a benefit of God.
假如你有这样的经验, 这是神给你的好处。
Because God satisfies your mouth with good things.
因为神用美物使你的嘴巴能够满足。
What is the blessings of God?
到底什么是神的祝福?
I will tell you that for the past 20 years, God has really blessed your nation.
告诉你在过去20年神真的祝福我们的国家。
Your nation in terms of the global scale is one of the top 10 nations that have a big surplus of foreign reserve current of money.
在我们的过去的记录当中, 在全球的记录当中, 我们是前10名, 我们的外汇存底是前十名的。
And you know that your computer companies are one of the top five in the whole world. Many of the companies have global exports.
那么我们的电脑公司呢？电脑输出量是全世界的前五名。
Do you know that if you go down the streets of Taipei or in other cities, you see all the huge shopping centers and all the sophisticated restaurants.
当我们走在路上，就看到很多的购物中心，还有很美丽的餐厅。
You see every one of you dress branded goods.
然后呢，大家都是穿新衣服。
Look at the churches having a new building.
我们的教会一直不断的盖新的建筑物。
This is an evidence of prosperity in the nation of Taiwan.
这就是台湾昌盛繁荣的一个证据。
Am I right?
对不对啊
？I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about the last 20 years.
我现在不是讲现在，是过去二十年。
This is the third definition of the word blessing. It is.Prosperity.
这就是祝福的第三个定义，就是繁荣。
I tell you, if you have money in your pocket, that is the blessings of God.
假如你口袋里有钱，那是神给你的祝福。
People say, "Oh, don't talk about money."
人说你不要跟我谈钱了。
Money is evil. Money is evil.
钱都是邪恶的。
If you think like that, pass all your money to me. I put it in my pocket.
假如你这样想的话，钱给我放在我口袋里好了。
That wallet represents I am blessed by the Lord.
假如你的钱包满满的话，代表你真是受神的祝福了。
Amen. During your birthday, have you received any birthday gifts?
生日的时候有没有收到生日礼物啊
？You know, have people give you gifts in your life?
假如人在你的生命当中给你礼物
，Have the Holy Spirit impart the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit in your life?
或者是圣灵给你那个超自然的礼物
？Have you had a new ministry from the Lord?
神给你新的事工
Has the Lord gifted you with a new anointing?
或是给你新的恩膏
All these are what we call presents.
这些都是礼物
Present in the Hebrew is another definition of blessings.
礼物在希伯来文里面又是这个祝福的另一个定义
What else can we define as the blessings of God?
还有什么我们可以说是神的祝福呢
The word praise
赞美
is blessings.
赞美就是祝福
Because there are seven Hebrew words for praise.
因为在希伯来文里面一共有七个字都是讲赞美
And in one of those words is called barak. And the word barak means blessings.
那么在这个七个赞美的字当中有一个就是 barak, 就是我们刚刚讲的祝福
So therefore when you praise the Lord and in barak praise, you are receiving the blessings.
所以当我们这个赞美主的时候，用这种 barak 这种的形态的赞美，你就是接到受到神的祝福了。
You know what the Bible says in the book of Second Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 26?
在历代之下二十章二十六节，圣经怎么说的呢
？He said, "On the fourth day, they assembled together in the valley of Baraka, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the place was called the Valley of Baraka until this day."
他这样说第四日众人聚集在比拉加谷在那里称颂耶和华因此那地方称为比拉加谷直到今日
On the fourth day they assembled themselves and they blessed the Lord
到第四日的时候这些人聚集他们一起赞美主
Of the seven Hebrew words they used the word barak
所以这个称颂这个字就是 barak
They barak the Lord
他们 barak 主
They barak the Lord
他们称颂主
and therefore in the place that they barak it became the place of blessings
所以他们在称颂主的那个地方就成为变成受祝福的地方
because that place is called the valley of Baraka
因为在那个地方就称为比拉加谷
not Momo Cha-Cha
不是那个
not your Cha-Cha dance
不是那个南洋点心 Momo Cha-Cha
or your Cha-Cha dance
或者是那个 Cha-Cha 的舞
It is Baraka.
这是比拉加
Baraka in the Hebrew means blessings upon blessings.
比拉加在希伯来文里面的意思就是祝福再加上祝福
Where they found Barak, that's the place of Baraka, the blessings of God.
他们在那个地方发现他们这样的称颂主，所以我们就称它为比拉加谷，称颂的地方
The word Barak also means thank the Lord.
这个字 也是说谢谢主的意思
When you thank the Lord for something, you barak the Lord.
当你为一件事感谢神，你也是称颂了他。
Because they were collecting all the spoil of the land, they collect so much rewards, and they looked up to the sky, and all of them said, "I thank you, I barak you."
因为在那时候有个战争，他们得到了一切的掳物，以后他们称颂神，感谢神。
So praising the Lord, thanking the Lord is a form preparing us to receive His blessings.
所以称谢神、感谢神也是一种接受祝福的形式。
Therefore, a praising Christian and a thankful believer are always blessed by the Lord.
所以啊，那口里常常称颂主、感谢神的基督徒，总是被神祝福的。
So the more you praise the Lord,
所以你越多赞美主啊，
the more you should be blessed.
你越多应该得到祝福。
The more you are a thankful, grateful believer, the more you should be blessed by the Lord.
你越是一个懂得感恩称谢主的人，你越是应该得到神的祝福。
Remember there were 10 lepers, and one of them got healed, and one came back to thank the Lord, he received wholeness instead of healing, whereas the 9 only received the touch of healing.
那个十个长大麻风的被神医治了，神叫他们去给祭司查看，只有一个回来。那个回来感谢主的人，他得到了完全的医治，那其他的九个只得到了一点触摸。
But why on earth that we fall among the Christian and the churches, we praise the Lord, we thank the Lord, but we are not blessed?
可是我们在世界上很多地方发现基督徒，他们在那里称谢赞美神，可是没有受到祝福。
And that is the reason why we are going to study the 10 levels of the blessings of God.
所以我们今天要来研读一下到底怎样得到神的这个十阶层的祝福。
The definition of blessing means to be blessed.
祝福的定义就是被祝福。
It's like the Aaron, the high priest, when he came out of the tabernacle, he blessed the people with peace. That form of a prayer is a blessing.
就像大祭司亚伦他从会幕里面出来的时候，他就祝福他的百姓平安，他这样一个祝福的形式，祷告的形式就是祝福。
Why the word bless means blessing?
为什么祝福这个字就是祝福的本意？
You see, there was a scripture in Matthew chapter 5 verse 3.
在马太福音五章三节这样说。
But I'll read to you from a different version of the Bible.
现在从另外一个不同的版本念给你听。
From the Amplified version, the Amplified the meanings.
这个有一种版本叫 Amplify 圣经，就是他把原来的这个圣经这个希伯来文希腊文这个含义的字把它更多样的写出来更清楚。
So you see the word blessing being enlarged and amplified and you see in a beautiful way.
所以呢我们刚刚看他在里面写到祝福这个字的时候，他会用各方面去描写这个字，我们就更多的了解这个祝福这个字的丰富。
Now according to the Amplified version, the Greek scholar defined blessing in this way.
那么根据 Amplified 圣经里面这个希腊文的学者，他们这样定义祝福。
He says, "Bless under bracket happy."
他说，在一个保护之下受到祝福就是快乐的。
Are you very happy?
你是非常快乐的吗
？It is someone that is crazily happy.
假如有一个人他是疯狂的快乐。
There are only two conclusions.
那么只有这两个结论可以说他了。
Either you are 笑诶，
或者你是个疯子。
Or you are from the tribe of Asher.
或者你是亚萨那一族来的。
Asher means the happy one.
亚萨的意思就是那快乐的。
Now it goes on to say happy to be envied, envied, envy.
就是快乐到一个地步是让人嫉羡的。
People are very angry with you.
那么人会。因为你这么快乐都对你生气的。
You remember in Genesis 26, the Philistines envied Isaac's blessings?
记得在创世纪26章非利士人他就羡慕以撒的祝福。
I remember during the days when I was working in my company, the other colleagues who are from other religious faith, they were envious of me.
记得我还在公司里面工作的时候，我的同事他们信别的宗教的，他们都很羡慕我，甚至嫉妒。
Then those employers that worked 5 years before me and they have all the master's degrees holder from America, they look at me with such anger that I'm so envious. Why? Because I'm so blessed.
那个比我早进公司五年的人，他们都有一些从这个美国得来的硕士学位，可是他们看着我，甚至于生气，嫉妒到生气的地步，因为我太受祝福了。
And when I'm so blessed, get ready, persecution may come.
所以呢，我原始的时候祝福就准备接受这个逼迫了。
When I go among the Christian circle, there are people look at me. Why do God promote you? Why do God use you? Why? They are so envious.
那么当我成为基督徒，在基督教圈子里面呢，人就说，为什么神一直提升你、兴起你？为什么是你呢？他们就对我非常的生气了。
I say you're going to be triply, quarterly envious even more.
我说了，你要三倍四倍的接着你等着继续嫉妒我吧。
Because I'm gonna go from blessings unto blessings.
因为我要从一层的祝福再进入另一层祝福里面去了。
And the word bless, he continued to say, to be spiritually prosperous.
那个祝福呢，这个字呢，他又解释到说是属灵里面的繁荣。
Your walk with the Lord is so prosperous.
你与神同行的这个路上是这么样的兴盛。
And it goes on to express with life joy.
再说呢，它是一种生命里面的喜悦。
It is a joy that is full of life.
这种喜悦是充满生命活力的。
If you have the joy of the Lord, that is a blessing.
假如你有神的喜乐，那就是你的祝福了。
And it goes on to continue and say, and satisfaction in God's favor.
还有呢，就是在神的恩惠里面得着满足了。
I tell you, contentment and spiritual satisfaction is a spiritual blessing.
告诉你，在你心里面，在属灵里面的一种饱足，一种满意满足，这就是一种祝福了。
He says you are so satisfied. Why? Because of God's favor over your life.
你这么样的觉得满意呢，是因为神的恩惠在你的生命里。
I tell you, one of the greatest things to go after in life is not money.
这个生命要追求的一件最伟大的事情不是钱。
It is favor with God.
而是神的恩惠。
I tell you, this is what I pray most of the time. I say, Lord, may I have find favor in your eyes.
其实我告诉你，我大部分的时间祷告的内容呢，都是说主啊，请你让我的在你眼前蒙恩。
And I've been praying and praying over this area of favor.
我不停地在这个领域里面祷告。
And the anointing of favor rests on my life.
所以呢，这个恩惠的恩膏就停留在我的生命里了。
And I saw favor in demonstration.
结果我就看到这个恩惠显现出来。
I go to the airport, I see favor in demonstration.
我就到这机场呢，我就受到恩惠了。
I walk in the street, I see the favor of God in demonstration.
我就走在街上呢，我就是有得到别人得不到的好处。
I tell you, people look at you and say, this man is really blessed.
那么人会看到你说，哎，这个人真是受祝福。
And you tell them it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by the favor of God.
你就说呢，这不是借着势力，不是借着才能，而是借着神的恩惠。
And he goes on to say, satisfied in God's favor and salvation.
这里呢，他要继续解释说，在神的恩惠里面得到满足，还有救赎。
Salvation experience is a blessing.
救赎的经验本身就是一个祝福。
But you say, well, I received God years ago.
你说啊，我早就接受主了。
But the word salvation comes from the word zozo.
啊，救赎这个字呢，就是 zozo.
Zozo not only means to be born again.
Zozo 是希腊文啊，不是只是重生的意思。
It means deliverance, healing, and miracles.
意思是医治、释放还有神迹。
All this works.Of the Holy Spirit, it is also salvational blessings.
这些通通是圣灵的工作，它也是救赎的一个部分。
Now we come to another definition of blessing. Now,
现在又讲另外一个定义了。
He said, Pastor, how many definition are you talking about?
你说牧师啊，你到底讲几个定义才够啊
？We are going to talk about 10 definition of blessings.
现在讲十个定义。
You see the other definition, the number eight definition is the word liberal.
那么第八个定义就是自由的意思。
You know, you are very generous.
你很慷慨。
A very strange thing.
这是很奇怪的事。
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 11 verse 25.
在箴言书十一章二十五节这样说。
A generous man grows fat and prosperous in the New English Bible.
他说好施舍的人必得丰裕。
And in the NIV version it says a generous man are prosperous.
那么如果在这个 NIV 的版本呢，就说好施舍的人、慷慨的人就会繁荣丰盛。
The word generous or the word liberal man in the King James is the word barak.
那么自由这个字在 King James 这个版本里面就是 Barak。
A Barak man is always prosperous。
所以呢，一个慷慨的人，他总是会丰盛。
The more you give to the Lord。
你越多奉献给主
，the more you give to the poor，
你越多给穷人
，becoming a barak generous man a bless，
你就成为一个好施舍的一个祝福的人。
A stingy man you will not be blessed，
一个吝啬的人绝对不会有祝福。
And the number nine and number ten word for the word blessing is the word camels and to kneel。
第九第十个字呢，对于祝福就是骆驼跟跪下。
You mean camels? This animal talks about blessings.
你说你讲到骆驼这个动物跟祝福有什么关系？
Because in the Hebrew culture, every word is pictorial in nature.
因为在希伯来文呢，它每一个字呢，它都是它的本意都有一种胜利的意思。
And in this picture of Barak, it talks about how.The camels on their back, they carry much goods.
这个 Barak 讲到为什么讲到骆驼呢？因为骆驼身上带着很多的货物。
In Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 6,
在以赛亚书六十章第六节
He said, the multitude of camels shall cover your land, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come, they shall bring gold and incense.Isaiah 60 verse 6.
我们来看以赛亚书第六十章第六节，成群的骆驼并米甸和以法的毒蜂驼必遮满你，示巴的众人都必来到，要奉上黄金乳香。
The transportation system in ancient time is using the vehicle known as camels.
在古代的时候呢，这个骆驼是一个交通工具，运输工具。
The businessmen and the merchants of those days, they carry the goods on the camel's back.
那时候的商人呢，他们都把这些的货物是带在骆驼身上。
So the camel's back contained the gold, the silver, and all the precious things.
所以啊，骆驼的背上都是有金银各样的宝物。
That's why a Jewish man said, "You want to find the blessings? Look for the camels."
所以啊，假如一个这个犹太人他跟你讲说你要找祝福，你就赶快去找那个骆驼。
The more camels there are, the more blessings there are.
假如一个人有越多的骆驼，表示他祝福越多。
Amen.
Amen.
But uniquely, the last word for blessing is the word kneel.
可是很特别的，最后一个祝福有关的字是跪下。
You see why it talks about kneel?
为什么谈到这个呢？
Because according to the Hebrew mind, it talks about how the camels after traveling a long journey.
根据这个希伯来人的思想呢，在骆驼行的旅程很久之后
，and then they became weary and they rested on their knees beside a pool of water。
那么这个骆驼累了以后呢，他们就跪下来，然后他们是在一池水旁边休息了。
By the way, the word pool or the word pool of water is also the word for blessings。
那么这个水池呢，或是一池水。也是祝福的意思。
Remember in Psalms 84, they say they go from place to place into the place of Baka.
记得在这个诗篇八十四篇，他们从一个地方到一个地方。
And that place Baka means the pools of water.
他们在 Baka 这个地方就是到一池水的地方。
And the word Baka means blessing.
那么这个意思就是祝福。
That's why in the Chinese culture, water is blessing. 水为财 blessings. Water is blessing.
哦、所以在这个中国的文化里面，就是我们有水的地方就是有财务流动嘛，就是祝福。
Amen， 有水就是有财啊。So it's blessing。
所以水在我们的观念里也是祝福。
And so it's scripture according to the Jewish understanding。
所以呢，这个经文是根据于希伯来人他们的想法。
Because God knows, the Jewish men know where there are rain, the crop will grow, and when they sell the crop, they have money.
因为你想到有水，希伯来人就想到下雨，下雨就是农作物会生长，卖了就有钱，所以有水有雨就有祝福。
Amen. So it talks about the camels resting on the knees beside a pool of water.
所以呢，就讲到这个骆驼，它是这个跪下来休息在一潭水的旁边。
And so when they rest, you can pick down the goods.
所以当他休息的时候，你就卸货了。
You can pick the blessings from the camels.
你就把这个骆驼身上的祝福都拿来了。
So these are the 10 definitions of the blessings of God.
这就是神祝福的定义。
It means happy,
快乐
benefit
有利益
prosperity
兴盛繁荣
presence of gift
礼物
praise thanks
赞美感谢
bless liberal
祝福的自由的慷慨的
pool
跪下还有水池
let me give you the definition of the word blessings
那么我再来给你我自己的定义关于祝福
It means the manifestation of the goodness and the goodwill of God
就是神的美好以及他美好旨意的彰显就是祝福
It is also an expression of the kindness and the benevolence of God
也是神的美善跟他的慈爱的彰显
To put it more simple blessing means the absence of curses
简单的说呢你没有咒诅就是有祝福了
To simply simplify blessing means the abundant life
也就是有丰盛的生命了
Let, You know Jesus talk about He comes into this world in John 10 To give us an abundant life
耶稣谈到在约翰福音十章他来到这世上是给我们丰盛的生命
What really is the abundant life
什么叫做丰盛的生命
Well there is a picture of that abundant life in the Old Testament
在旧约呢就有这个丰盛生命的这个形象
Now when you turn your Bible to the book of Deuteronomy
我们来看生命记
Chapter 28
28章
From verse 3 to verse 13
从第三节到第十三节
Deuteronomy chapter 28
生命记28章
Verse 3 to verse 13
第三节到第十三节
You found it?
找到了没
Now let's begin with the first blessing called the geographical blessing.
接着我们来看地理上的祝福。
He says, Blessed are you in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country.
旧约250页，生命记28章第三节，你在城里必蒙福，在田间也必蒙福。
I tell you, right now where you are, you are blessed.
不管你在哪你在的那个地方你就受祝福
He said whether you are in the city you are blessed
他说你在城里也受祝福
Whether you are in the country in the village you are blessed
你在田里你也受祝福
If you are not living in a city
假如你不住在城里
If you are living in Taipei
假如你住在台北
Blessed are you living in the city
那么你住在城里住在台北你就
Living in the Taipei you are blessed right now
住在台北的现在就受祝福
Hello you say
你们说什么
Those who are living in the city of Taichung, you are blessed right now.
那住在台中城市的也是受祝福了。
Those who live in the city of Taiwan, you are blessed right now.
凡住在台湾城市的都受祝福了。
You live in a city in Philippines, you are blessed right now.
住在菲律宾城市的也受祝福。
You live in a city in Malaysia, you are blessed right now.
住在马来西亚城市的你也受祝福。
You live in a city in America and Canada, you are blessed right now.
住在美国住在加拿大的城市你都祝福
Blessed
你就是被祝福的
Amen
Amen
No Those who live in the country
那住在乡下的呢
Now can you name me some country areas in Taiwan now
台湾有什么乡间呢
Is it Puli or Is it Puli
Puli
Is Puli
是乡间吗
Okay But from those from Puli You are blessed today
你们从哪些乡间来自己大声讲的
AmenYou're blessed!
Amen.
From where?
大声点。
基隆 you're blessed! Huh?
龙潭。
龙潭 you're blessed! 基隆 you're blessed!
恒春。
恒春 you're blessed! Wow, so many blessings all over this place!
到处都有。
You're blessed!
都是受祝福的。
Hallelujah!You say, it's one thing to read the scriptures.
你说我想要读这个经文啊。
It's another thing to walk in the revelation of what you know.
这个读经文算是一回事呢走在这个经文的启示里是另一回事。
You must live out that revelation.
你现在有了这个经文你要把这个启示活出来。
This time you're going to walk back into your city.
现在呢你要走回你的城市呢。
This time you're going home back to your country.
回到你的乡间。
You say I'm blessed.
你要有一个被祝福的信心。
My country is blessed.
我的所住之地是被祝福的。
My village is blessed.
我的乡村是受祝福的。
The Bible says so.
圣经这样说。
And I believe it.
而且我就相信。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The second one that he refers there in verse 4,
来看第四节,
he said, blessed shall be the fruit of your body.
他说你生所生的,
it talks about generational blessings of having children.
这是讲到说我们这个世世代代有小孩的这个祝福。
Mothers, you are all blessed.
凡是做母亲的，你都是受祝福的。
Fathers and grandfathers, grandmothers, you are blessed.
这个父亲、祖父、祖母们，你们都是受祝福的。
If you are children, you are blessed.
假如你做人的孩子，你也是受祝福的。
If you are more children, you are very, very blessed.
假如你有很多的孩子，你是非常非常受祝福的。
Oh, those are more than three children, you are so blessed.
有三个孩子以上的，你是大大的受祝福啊。
How many parents have three children and above?
我们这里有谁是有三个孩子以上的，包括。
Wow, you're blessed!
看这么多人，好多祝福。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And then he say, in verse 3, blessed shall be the fruit of your body.
所以这是说你生所生的。
You cannot produce unless your body is fertile.
除非你的身体是很丰富的，不然你不能够生产啊。
Therefore, your body must be in good health.
所以你的身体一定是健康的。
Therefore, here verse 4 also talk about bodily health.
所以这里谈到身体的健康。
Health is a form of blessings from God.
健康也是神祝福的一种形式。
You know, when I look at that dear beloved pastor from Canada in Vancouver,
当我刚刚看到有一个牧师他从温哥华来。
You know, I saw Pastor Chang, I look at his life, I say, wow, at such an age,Still so vibrant for the Lord, he's blessed.
我一看到张牧师，他在这个年纪，他还是这样子，蛮有活力的。我说他真是受祝福。
Amen.
Amen.
If your parents are still alive, it is maybe in the 70s or maybe they went into the 80s, they are very blessed.
假如你的父母在他70岁、80岁了，他们就是受祝福的。
Amen.
Amen.
In verse 4, it continues to say, therefore, seek for longevity of life.Seek for longevity of life.
所以呢，就是要有长寿。
Because long life is a blessing from heaven.
因为长寿呢是天上的祝福。
And it goes on to say in verse 4 that you will blessed be the produce of your ground and the increase of your herds and the increase of your cattle and the offsprings of your flock.
所以他下面又说了，地所产的、牲畜所下的，以及牛犊、羊羔都必蒙福。
He says in verse 11, the Lord will grant you plenty of goods.
所以他说呢，神会使你绰绰有余。
Then he said, "Hey, I used to lose a lot of hair, but now hair are growing, increase. That is a blessing from heaven."
甚至很多女士们常常注意你是不是掉头发，你有一天发现你的头发不掉，反而慢慢增加。这也叫做绰绰有余增加了。
And you are single someday, now you are increased with a partner in life, that is a blessing from heaven.
本来你是单身嘛，现在就加增了一个伴侣，所以这也是神给你的祝福。
Every form of increase in your life, it is a blessing from heaven.
任何在生命当中一种加增的形式都是神的祝福。
We must ask God for a greater increase.
我们一定要求神给我们加增的更多。
Increase of the anointing in our life.
要增加他的恩典。
Increase of the favor of God in our life.
增加他的恩惠。
Increase of the presence of God in our life.
增加他在我们生命的同在。
Increase of the glory and the power of God in our life.
增加他的荣耀和能力。
Increase of many souls being born again.
增加在我们借着我们所这个。所传福音得到的灵魂
Ask God for increase upon increase
要求神在加增之上再多加增
That's the meaning from blessings unto blessings You are growing
这就叫做从祝福到祝福不断的增长
Amen That verse 5 He talks about Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl
他说你的筐子跟你的团面盆都必蒙福
It speaks about provisional blessings
讲到一种供应的
祝福 You know, the basket
你知道这个篮子
is what we call in the modern day the refrigerator
他们这个筐子或是篮子在现在就是冰箱
You open up the refrigerator there are stockpile of food
冰箱一打开都是食物
You know, and then you look at your bowl the one that you prepare the microwave oven and everything else you are so blessed
那看你准备食物的碗里面都是食物真是受祝福
There is food
a variety of food on the table. That is a blessing from heaven.
在桌上有各样不同的食物，这都是从天上给你的。
That if you have never lacked a single day where you have no money to buy food, that is a provisional blessing.
假如你没有一天缺乏钱去买食物的话，这就是天上给你一种保守供应的祝福。
Now you notice now God is enlarging our mind concerning the concept of blessings.
现在神啊，正在增加我们对于祝福这个概念。
And I pray that you will get so hungry for the blessings of God.
我来祷告，你一边听的时候，你对于神的祝福就有更多的饥渴。
Saliva will come down your lips and say, "Oh, I want it."
就受不了了，这个流口水要更多。
Amen. Every time I talk about a blessing, I want that. Hallelujah.
每一次谈到祝福，你心里就想，我要不要
？Amen. In verse 6, it's talking about, "Blessed shall be you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out."
第六节讲到，你出也蒙福，你入也蒙福。
It talks about the blessings of preservation and protection.
这里讲到保守跟保护的祝福。
I tell you, God protects you from accidents.
神保守你，让你不受意外灾害。
God protects you from the 911 incident.
让你没有这个911的。
God protects you from the floods.
还有这个洪水。
God protects you from the earthquakes.
还有地震。
God protects you from the fire.
火灾。
God protects you from robbery.
还有抢劫。
God protects you from every losses in life and property.
神保护你，让你在财产上没有任何的损失。
This kind of preservation and protection, it is a blessing from heaven.
这种保守跟保护就是从天上来的祝福。
You have a friend that was born again on the same day with you in a church.
有一位朋友呢，跟你一起在教会里重生了。
And then after 5 years down the road, your friend backslide, but you are still in the Lord.
五年之后呢，你的朋友退后冷淡，你还在主里。
God preserved your faith.
是神保守你的信心。
He ended up smoking, but you are free from all those vices.
结果你这个朋友呢，就去抽烟喝酒了，可是你呢，都没有这些坏习惯。
God preserved your faith. That is a blessing from heaven.
神保守你的信心，这是天上来的祝福。
You see some of your friends who are now oppressed by the devil.
那你有些朋友被魔鬼压制了。
But you're sound in your mind.
可是在你的里面却很刚强。
Sound in your soul.
在你的灵魂里面很新鲜。
You have protection from God. That is a blessing.
这是神给你的祝福。
And then it goes on to say in verse 7.
第七节。
The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways.
在你面前的仇敌必被你杀败，他们从一路来攻击你，必从七路逃跑。
In fact, in verse 10, it says, your enemies will be afraid of you.
实际上在第十节看到天下的民要惧怕你。
He says in verse 7 that the enemy that comes against you, the Lord makes sure that they will be defeated before your face.
在这里就看到了，凡是起来攻击你的仇敌，这个神要确定这一切的仇敌全部被你打败。
They will flee seven ways.
他们从一路攻击你，要从七路逃跑。
Seven is a number of completeness.
这个七这个数字是完全的意思。
God is saying complete victory for you.
意思就是说你会得到完全的胜利。
Every time you go into spiritual warfare.
每一次你面对属灵的征战。
Oh, please remind that you are very blessed in the Lord.
你要注意你是被神所祝福的。
God will make sure that your enemy will be defeated.
神会确保你一定要战胜仇敌。
Your evil vices and your evil habits will be defeated.
你那个不好的行为习惯跟那个不好的一些的恶习都会被打败。
Your chains of bondage will be defeated.
你的捆绑、你的锁链都会被砍断。
Your lustful sins will be defeated.
你那个情欲的罪捆绑你都会被砍断。
The adulterous affair will be defeated.
那些淫乱的罪也会被砍断。
The womanizing affair of your husband will be defeated.
那在外面的不正常的性关系、乱追女人的习惯都会被击败。
Financial losses will be defeated.
还有财务的损失也会被击败。
Debts will be defeated.
你所有的债务会还清。
Rebellious children will be defeated.
你的这个悖逆的孩子要顺服。
Every oppression of the enemy against your life will be defeated.
每一个压制你生命的仇敌都要被你击倒。
And you say they will flee from me seven ways.
你要对他们说，他们要从我的面前从七路逃跑。
Say now, go in Jesus' name.
他们说离开奉耶稣的名。
Complete victory.
要得到完全的胜利。
Victory.
完全的得胜。
Don't go for defeat. Don't accept any form of defeat. Don't accept any form of failure. You are born into blessings. You are born into victory. For the victory is in your life. You are victorious. Victory is your gain. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It goes on to say in verse 8.
第八节,
the Lord will command the blessings on you in your storehouse. It talks about the abundant blessings. In those days, it was storehouse that they keep the goods.
那时候呢,
but today, we, our storehouse is our bank account.
We
put all our goods into the bank account. I tell you, if your bank account has money, you are blessed. You know, one of the good virtues of the Chinese culture is that they learn the art of saving money. There are many foreigners, not all, but some of the foreigners, they spend and expend everything that they have.
有一些的外国人呢, 他们有这个习惯, 就是他们把他们一切所有的都花掉。
So it is a good virtue to keep the money in the storehouse for a rainy day.
所以呢, 你要存钱为了那个干旱的日子。
And then he goes on to say in verse 8, and in blessed in all to which you set your hands.
在你手所办的一切事上, 耶和华都祝福你。
Whatever your hand set upon will be blessed.
你手碰到什么, 那个就, 这个受祝福了。
For fruitfulness.
就叫多结果子。
It's like the old fable tales of the king's Midas touch.
好像以前一个神话故事有那个金手指的国王。
How the king touched anything, when it touched anything, it becomes gold.
那个国王一碰什么东西都变成金的。
Unfortunately, one day he touched his own beloved daughter, and the daughter was turned into gold.
不幸的是一天碰到他的女儿, 他女儿也变成金像了。
I tell you, if you know and understand the power of blessing, you know that everything you set your hand to will be blessed.
假如你真正明白祝福的这个能力跟意义, 你手所触摸的一切事都会得祝福。
You set your hand on the career, bless.
你把你的手呢, 触摸在你的事业上, 你的事业得祝福。
You set your hand on the ministry, bless.
你参与的这个服事, 这个服事在大受祝福。
You set your hands on the church planting project, bless.
假如你去职堂, 那个教会就会被建立起来。
Your missionary walk overseas, bless.
那么你差遣的宣教士, 他也会受祝福。
Your giving to the Lord, bless.
那么你所送的奉献呢, 也会受祝福。
You set your hand on the marriage, bless.
那么你的, 婚姻也会受祝福。
You set your hand on anything, will be blessed.
不管你参与什么事, 什么事都受祝福。
You set your hands on a new business venture, bless.
假如你要开一个新的这个生意, 那个生意也会繁荣。
Whatever you do, tell yourself, from today, failure is over.
不管你做什么, 从今天开始, 告诉你自己, 失败不在你的生命当中了。
Failure is for the world.
这个失败啊,
是给世界的人。 Whatever we do, bless.
不管基督徒做什么, 都应该受祝福的。
You know, this year people talk to me, he say, Pastor, you're on sabbatical rest for 1 year?
今年呢, 有很多人都跟我讲说, 今年不是你的安息年吗?
That if you don't work, where do you get money to feed your family?
那么假如你不工作的话, 怎么样赚钱养你的家人呢?
I say whatever I do, including my sabbatical rest, bless!
我说不管我做什么, 就是我安息我也要会受大祝福。
I will be blessed!
我就会受祝福。
Bless!
祝福。
My name is called bless!
我的名字就叫祝福。
Your name is called bless!
你的名字也叫祝福。
You say why?
说为什么?
Because your name is called Christian!
因为你的名字叫基督徒嘛。
Christ! Christ is the blessing in your life. And he goes on to say in verse 8, he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
他说在你,
it talks about your inheritance. The land, the property.
你的财产,
your farm field, your agricultural farm field is blessed by the Lord.
你的农场是被神祝福的。
Whatever God gave you, no man will take it away.
神给你的一切东西没有人可以拿走。
Wherever you are, that land that God gave you, you are born in Taichung, you are blessed in that area.
不管神给你什么地，假如你是在台中生的，那个地给你的话，你就受祝福。
It goes on to say the Lord will establish you as a holy people to Himself.
那么神必要使你做自己的圣民。
It talks about the excellent life, a life of holiness.
讲到一个神圣的生命，一个杰出的生命。
Because God said, I will make you holy.
因为神说我会使你圣洁。
You may desire to be holy, but God said, I will impart holiness to you.
也许呢，你是觉得你自己要决定圣洁，是神说我要传递圣洁给你。
To be holy before the Lord is a blessing of God.
在神面前得着圣洁是神的祝福。
You are not seeking for holiness.
不是你在寻求这个圣洁。
It's God giving you holiness.
而是神把这个圣洁给你。
The Lord will establish you as a holy people.
神定义要建立你成为他的圣洁子民。
And he goes on to say in verse 11 and even in verse 4, he talks about how the increase of all the flocks and the cattle reach.
就是第十一节，他说你在耶和华向你列祖起誓应许赐你的地上。他必使你身所生的、牲畜所下的、地所产的都绰绰有余，跟第四节一样。
Now notice something. This was a repetition of the verse in verse 4.
你知道这节的内容跟第四节的内容是重复的。
Verse 4 and verse 11 is a repetition.
第四节、第十一节是重复。
You know what God is saying?
这里什么意思重复？
Double fruitfulness!
这是双倍的祝福。
I tell you, don't just look for signs of fruitfulness. Look for double!
不要只是说找那个，而是你要找那个双倍的祝福。
You know the word increase in my Bible? It comes from the Hebrew word shigah.
增加这个字是 shigah.
Shigah means coming forth of the fetus from the pregnant woman.
Shigah 这个字就是从子宫里出来，从一个怀孕的妇人里面出来。
Every woman will not be barren; they will give birth to children.
意思是说，每一个女人呢都是可以生育的。
You are born into the kingdom of God to give birth to children.
你从神的国里面被生出来，就是注定还要再生属灵的孩子。
God says, "Shigah blessing is yours."
他说，神说这个生孩子的祝福是你的。
And that is goes on to say in verse 12.
第十二节。
He said, "God will send you plenteous rain upon your land."
他说他会降下大雨给你。
Now the word plenteous rain, without rain, there's no harvest.
如果没有雨就没有收成。
It talks about circumstantial blessing.
讲到环境上的祝福。
It talks about God will make sure that the environment, the circumstances and things around you happen towards your favor.
神要确保在你环境里面所发生的一切事是为了要祝福你的。
You know, recently I was in Jakarta.
最近在雅加达。
So the pastor in the airport fetching me, he said, Pastor, you know, 2 days ago there was a flood in the city.
那个牧师就告诉我说，两天以前有个洪水。
There was rain.
大雨。
In fact, just now before you came out, it was all dark sky. When you came out, it was sunny now.
你来之前呢，天上都是一片乌云。你来了之后，现在没有乌云了。
In the car, I said, "No rain when I'm in your city."
那我在车子里面，我就说，当我在你城市里面的时候，不可以下雨。
And then in the prayer school, I told them, I make announcement, as long as I'm in town, no flooding.
那我就跟这个祷告学校，那里的祷告学校说，只要我在这个城里，就不会有洪水。
When I leave your city, there will be flooding.
我离开了，你们就有洪水了。
And after I left 1 week, there was a major flood in the history of Jakarta.
我离开一星期以后呢，雅加达有他们历史上最大的洪水。
God will engineer circumstances in our favor.
神会安排这个环境，确保你得祝福。
Last year in November, we went to Chicago.
去年十一月去芝加哥。
And they told me, do you know that this is the best weather since 1995?
他们告诉我说，你来的这时候是1995年以来天气最好的时候。
I think God prepared this weather for me.
我说神这个天气是给我的。
Because I don't like cold winter.
因为我不喜欢寒冷。
And in January, just last month, I came to America.
这个上个月去美国。
Suddenly, everything is so fine. The sun came out.
突然之间呢，就不下雪了，有太阳。
Everywhere we go, it's fine weather.
每一个地方我们去到那里都是好天气。
They were shaking their head and said, "I don't understand."
他们都在摇头说，怎么会这样
？I looked up and said, "Thank you, Lord."
我就看着天说，谢谢你啊。
God, make sure your circumstances are in your favor.
神要确定你的环境是为你效力的。
And he says, he goes on to say, to bless all the works of your hand.
他说要祝福你手上一切的工作。
I tell you, again he repeats, that the works of your hands will be blessed.
他这里又重复了在你手上的一切工作要受祝福。
This is a repetition of the same verse that says, to all that you set your hand to will be blessed.
这也是我们刚刚念第八节，在你手所做的一切事上，耶和华的福必临到，又是一个重复。
Look at your hands right now.
现在看看你的手。
Look at your hands.
你看看你的手。
This is not only beautiful hands.
不仅是个美丽的手啊。
These are blessed hands.
是受祝福的手啊。
These are hands that will bring success and fruitfulness.
手会带来这个丰盛的收获跟成功。
You tell your neighbor.
告诉你旁边的人
If I lay my hands on you, hallelujah!
如果按手在你的身上的话
Everything that I set my hands on will be blessed!
我按手的每一件事情都会丰盛祝福
Oh, this is a powerful hand!
是有能力的手啊
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
All the works of your hand are blessed, first of all, favor and grace of God that empower you for success!
在你手上受祝福的意思是神的恩典与恩惠使你有能力在你手所办一切的事上都成功
Do you know what success blessing means?
这个成功的祝福是什么意思
The word blessing actually means to empower to prosper
这个祝福的意思呢成功的意思就是给你能力使你成功
The power of God upon your life to prosper
这是因为神的能力使你繁荣兴盛
Hallelujah!It's already 5 o'clock.
五点了。
We haven't come to the 10 levels of blessings yet.
还没讲到主题。
Hallelujah. Then he goes on to say, you will lend to many nations.
然后呢你会借给多国。
Hallelujah. Lending to many nations.
你会借贷给多国。
Now when you lend money to nations, that means you are very wealthy.
除非你非常有钱，不然你怎么会借钱给别的国家
？You don't lend money to many nations.
你不会借。
If you are not prosperous.
假如你没有很多的钱，你怎么会借给多国呢
？I know Taiwan has blessed and lent money to many African nations.
我知道台湾借钱给很多非洲的国家。
You know what that call?
叫什么名字
？That is called authoritative blessing.
这叫做权柄上的祝福。
Authoritative blessing.
有权柄上的祝福。
You know why?The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, the borrower is a servant to the lender.
因为这个箴言书上讲说，借贷的人是债主的仆人。
In other words, they owe you money, they become your servant.
换句话说，这些人欠你钱呢，他就是你的仆人。
They become your servant, you are their master.
你是他们的主人。
God say, you are the master, not only of your life, but over nations.
所以神说了，在这里你不仅是你自己生命的主人，还是列国的主人呢。
And then the Bible continued to say, He said, "You will be the head and not the tail."
这里又说你要做首不作尾。
I tell you, you are called to be the head and not the tail.
你被呼召来做基督徒是做首不是作尾的。
Oh, look at your head. You are the head and not the tail.
看看你自己的头啊，你就是该做头的。
Hallelujah! It speaks about honor. It speaks about exaltation.
这里讲到的就是高升，讲到的是荣耀。
I tell you, if you are in your company, you are the head and not the tail.
假如你在公司里，你应该做首不作尾。
In your own neighborhood, you are the head and not the tail.
你在你的邻居里面也是做头的。
In wherever place you are the head and not the tail, becoming a man and a woman of influence.
不管你在哪，你都应该是个做头的，代表你应该是有一定的影响力。
The head speaks about the authority to speak over many matters.
这个头的意思呢就是代表有权柄对许多的事能够发言
I tell you when you're blessed by God you walk in the divine blessings of God
假如你在神的神圣祝福里面
You walk as the head even in the realm of the spirit
甚至你在灵界里面你是做头的
You say devil look out
你说魔鬼啊小心点
The scripture says in Luke 10:19
因为在路加福音
Behold, God has given me power, exousia, authority.
他说神已经给我了能力，给我了权柄。
To tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy.
可以践踏蛇蝎，胜过一切的仇敌。
I tell you, in Christ Jesus, you're far above all principalities and power.
在耶稣基督里面，你是比一切执政掌权的更大。
So you say you are far above the principalities and power. You are above them.
所以你说呢，你比这些执政掌权的魔鬼要更高更高。
If you are above the devil.
假如你的层次、你的地位比魔鬼
更高。If the devil is below you.
假如魔鬼在你底下。
That means they are under your feet.
意思是他们在你脚下。
Look at your feet right now.
看看你的脚了。
Wow, so powerful.
有能力的脚啊。
Your feet is born to crush the head of the serpent.
你的脚生出来就是要踩在蛇蝎身上的。
Oh, the Bible says in Luke 10:19, and you crush them, nothing shall by enemies hurt you.
路加福音十章十九节说，你就是要踩在他们的身上，没有什么能够伤害你的。
Every day you say, I will have the crushing power of God upon my feet.
每一天你都说我要有这个践踏蛇蝎的能力在我的脚上。
Every day I say, devil, I'm crushing you again.
每一天都说魔鬼，我会把你踩死。
I walk for my breakfast, I say, devil, I'm crushing on you again.
所以呢，走路去吃早餐的时候说魔鬼，我现在就踏在你身上。
I look at my shoe, I say, wow, this is the yoke-breaking, crushing, anointing shoe.
所以我看了我的鞋子，就说这是打破一切的恶，充满恩膏的鞋子。
Every snake in the realm of the spirit, watch out! I'm coming to crush you.
每一个在我这个附近里面所有的这些蛇蝎魔鬼，我来要践踏你了。
You are not to be bullied by the devil.
你不是被魔鬼来欺负的。
You are the head.
你是头啊。
The devil is the tail.
魔鬼是尾。
Because the devil is a snake having a tail.
因为魔鬼是蛇嘛，它有尾巴。
And they have to go in Jesus' name.
他们必须奉耶稣的名离开你。
The power of being blessed is that you are the head telling the devil, devil, get lost in Jesus' name.
所以有能力的祝福就是你有这个能力对魔鬼说你滚开吧。
And the Bible says that you shall not only be the head, you shall only be above only.
这里还说你只能居上不居下。
Above only.
只有居上。
上等人啊，
上等人
Hallelujah Above only
没有说上等人
I tell you poverty days is over
贫穷的日子结束了
I tell you fight poverty devils
你要跟那个贫穷的鬼作战
You are above and not below
你是在上的不是在下的
You are born for promotion
你生下来就是要被晋升
I tell you when I step into the company and the Lord says son I'm going to promote you
我进入一个公司，这个神就告诉我，我要提升你。
I say, how far are you going to promote me?
我说要提升多高啊
？And he promoted me to the second in command as a sales and advertising manager.
在这个后来他就一直提升我到这个我们全公司我是第二个的。
And suddenly the boss told me, you are my godson.
后来那个老板就跟我讲，你是我做我干儿子好了。
And being a godson, you're going to have shares in my company.
那么你做我干儿子，一定要有我的股份。
Become the son of inheritance.
那么现在又做了个儿子，又有
子了。You are the head and not above and not below.
你就是居上不居下了。
When I walk into the company,
当我走进公司的时候
，Everyone say good morning, sir. They bow to me.
每一个人都跟我鞠躬啊，早安。
I tell you, when I went up into the airplane, they asked people to say good morning, sir.
每一次进入这个飞机里面，这个空中小姐们都要跟我鞠躬。
I went into the immigration department with a tie on. They say good morning, sir.
到移民局他们也要跟我鞠躬
I say yes
我说是、啊、
He said you're on business Yes I'm on business
他说你是个生意人吗我说是
You must be a big time businessman I say yes I'm a big time businessman
他说你的事业一定很成功我说是啊非常成功啊
I say I'm on the business for my father Wow your father must be very rich
我说我是为我的父做生意的
Yes I'm in business all over the world
我的这个父亲啊他有个生意全世界都有啊
I'm always flying on business trip to many nations to Taiwan
我总是在这个飞机上飞来飞去做生意就飞到台湾来
I have three business corporations in Taipei, Tainan and Taichung
在台湾呢台北台中台南有三个公司
Wow you're very rich
你很有钱啊
Yes I'm so rich
我非常有钱
My father owned all the cattle on the thousand hills
哦、oh, 我的这个我的父亲啊他拥有上千头的牛
Wow you're so rich go go go
好啊如果你这么有钱我们就准许你的身体
No that means from now on walk with your head up and not your head down
所以现在开始呢你走路的时候头要抬得高高的不要垂头丧气
I'm not calling you to be a peacock to be proud
我不叫你做一个像这个孔雀一样的骄傲
But walk high stand tall in your position in Christ Jesus
而是在耶稣基督的里面你的地位要站立得稳
Do you know how I know you are blessed?
你怎么知道你是受祝福？
That by the way you wear your shirts and your attire.
我看你怎么穿衣服，我就知道你是不是受祝福。
If you wear 清清菜菜，
如果你随随便便的穿
，and your garment like 咸菜，
如果你的外套像个咸菜一样
，you don't look good, you don't feel good in yourself.
因为你自己不觉得你自己应该是受祝福的。
If you're dignified.
假如你看起来很
尊贵 You are blessed by the Lord.
你就是被主祝福的
You are successful in God's sight.
你在神的眼中是成功的
You walk and you dress well.
你走在路上你是穿着成功的样子
You are the head and not the tail.
你作首不作尾
You know what sometimes I told my boss?
有的时候我怎么告诉我老板
I said boss, so you're the boss, you're the head, I'm your head too.
我说了老板虽然你是我的老板你是头我也是头啊
You know why?
为什么
Because I give him advice for his business strategy.
因为我给他对他做生意的这个策略的一个忠告。
Do you know something else?
你还知道吗
？We are called to be head to minister to the kings of the land.
而且我们被呼召是要来做，来领导这地上的君王，服侍他。
I tell you, we are going to give that say of the Lord to the kings and the prince and the nobles of the land.
我们要在这地上给那一切做王掌权的尊贵人。告诉他们神的话语是什么
We are the head, we have wisdom from God.
我们有从神来的智慧
We have strategies from God.
我们有从神来的策略
I tell you, our head is blessed.
我们的这个头脑是受祝福的
The next day you comb your hair and say, oh, my beautiful head.
下次梳头发说我的头真美
My head, I'm the head and not the tail.
我做首不做尾
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Do you know something?
你知道吗
All that we described so far.
我们形容了这么多
You know how many blessings have we described?
我们形容了多少个祝福啊
？15 covenantal blessings.
一共有十五个约的祝福。
15 covenantal blessings.
是十五个。
Bless, 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 bless.
祝福要加上祝福。
And we must walk into every of the 15 blessings.
我们要在这十五个祝福里面，每一个都丰富的行走在当中。
That is what Jesus said. I come to give you life and give you more abundant life.
这就是耶稣所说，我来是给你们生命，并且要给你们更丰盛的生命。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So now, can you see that you are so blessed?
现在你看到你是多受祝福了吧
？Because my Bible say you are blessed.In Christ Jesus.
因为我的圣经说你在耶稣基督里面是受祝福的。
According to the word of God.
因着神的话语。
According to Ephesians 1:3.
就是以弗所书一章三节的应许。
God has already blessed me.
神已经祝福我了。
God has already blessed you.
神已经祝福你了。
Don't search for blessing.
不要再寻求祝福。
Stand by faith and declare you are blessed.
你要站在信心上宣告你是
You're blessed
你是受祝福的
With every spiritual blessing
耶稣基督里面有一切属灵的祝福
For I am in Christ Jesus the vine
因为我在耶稣基督这个葡萄树里
Oh you are blessed
你是受祝福的
Your hands are blessed
你的手受祝福
Your leg are blessed
你的脚也受祝福
Your body is blessed
你的身体也受祝福
Your head is blessed Your land is blessed. Your work is blessed.
你行走的道路也受祝福。
Your heaven is blessed around you.
你的环境也受祝福。
Everything around you that you possess is blessed.
每一件在你四周的是你所拥有的事，通通都是祝福。
Put your hand on your car. You say, "Car, you are blessed."
你要按手在你的车子上说车子啊你是受祝福的
Put your hand on the wall of your house You are blessed
你要按手在你房子的墙壁上说你这个房子是受祝福的
You look at your own desk in your own company You are blessed
你要按手在你办公桌上你说你是受祝福的
You look at your husband You tap the shoulder of your husband You are blessed
你看到你的丈夫你要打他的肩膀说你是受祝福的
You look at your children You look at them as a bless
你要看到你的孩子就按手在他身上说你是受祝福的
Look at your bank account You say you're blessed
看到你的账户你说你这个是
Bless
受祝福
Bless Time's up Let's pray Father, we thank you this afternoon. We thank you for the most anointed word in the Bible. That was mentioned 476 times. We can speak a blessing once a day for 365 days. We are totally and fully blessed. From now on, we are not the curse.
从现在开始，我们不是咒诅。
We are blessed.
我们是受祝福的。
Satan, your lies are over.
撒旦，你的谎言结束了。
We don't believe in you anymore.
我们不再相信你。
We don't accept failure.
我们不接受失
败。We don't accept defeat.
也不接受被击倒。
Satan, get out of my life.
撒旦，从我的生命当中。
From today, I believe in the truth.
从今天开始不再相信你。
I will be blessed.
我是受祝福的。
In Jesus' name.